is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hey, Hoopheads, I wanted to take a minute to shout out our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market. Sign up now for their virtual camp 2.0 featuring 10 days of workouts with pro trainers from the Dr. Dish family. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, this is Jim Saras from the Saras Skills Academy, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering new subscribers 10% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code SAVE10 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improve communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its playbank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball.
Hello and welcome to the Hoopheads podcast. It's Mike Klinzing here with my co-host Jason Sunkel. And we are going to talk a little bit of NBA tonight, although there is not much NBA to talk about. But before we do that, just want to remind coaches out there that we will be having our very first Buckeye Coaches Clinic on September 25th at Olmsted Falls High School here in the state of Ohio in the Cleveland area. So if you haven't had a chance to check that out and you are in Cleveland or you're going to be coming to Cleveland or you'd like to travel to Cleveland, please check it out at the hoopheadspod.com website. You can see it right there on the first page on the menu bar. Click on Buckeye Coaches Clinic and it'll take you and get you all the information that you need to get signed up. We've got a great lineup of speakers and it's going to be a fantastic day of learning for all our basketball coaches out there. So please check out the Buckeye Coaches Clinic. Jay, I'll turn it over to you with our NBA, I don't know if I want to call it gimmick, game,
well, it's whatever all it is tonight. We don't have anything to talk about. We're not going to talk a bunch of old people going to different teams. although I will say did you see the stat, Mike? I saw a stat yesterday. There's only one player from the starting All-Star game of 2013. Did you see this stat? There's only one active player from the start that started in the 2013 All-Star game that's not on either the Lakers or the Nets.
Really?
Can you guess who it is?
All right, let me think. 2013 All-Star game.
Yeah,
not on the Lakers or Nets. Steph Curry? No, that was before, predates Steph.
Well, Steph Curry was not big yet.
I mean, that's pre-Steph. Man, I don't know. You stumped me on this one.
Okay, so I'm gonna read through the list. Okay. Rajon Rondo was a starter.
Okay.
Dwayne Wade was a starter. Obviously, okay. He's not active.
Not in the league.
LeBron James, starter. Carmelo Anthony, starter. Kevin Garnett, retired. Kobe Bryant, rest in peace. Kevin Durant, Blake Griffin, Dwight Howard, then also a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. The only player is Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, all right.
So there you go. I saw that on Twitter, and I thought
that's
that was a fun
trivia.
Fact.
That's a pretty good trivia fact.
And on top of that, Kyrie Irving was on the East, and James Harden was on the West. And Russell Westbrook was on the West team, and LaMarcus Aldridge was on the West team.
So we're either saying that these teams are really old or they're really good. Which one are we saying?
I think a combination of the two. How about
combination that? Combination of both. If they're if healthy and mentally functional. How about that?
Yeah, sounds good. All right. So the game tonight, and this is really our only topic tonight. Maybe it'll lead to other tangents, but we'll see. The topic is, we have found a Twitter thread courtesy of the Hoop Central and Zach Noble. Was build your starting five with $15. Now, Mike and I had a disagreement as to how this game works, but I think it's because Mike isn't as into the social media. I know he takes care of a lot of this. He takes care of a lot of all the social media for the podcast, but I don't know if he follows as much social media as I follow. And
I'm more of a content producer as opposed to a content consumer. How about that?
Yeah. So when you have something like this, the rule is you have $15 to spend, and you can spend it as however you want, and that means you could, but you have to follow parameters. So the parameters was build your starting five with $15. So there's different levels. There's the $5 level, the $4 level, the $3 level, the $2 level, the $1 level. The correct way, Mike will disagree with me on this one, but the correct way to do this is you can spend your $15 however you want. You could blow it on two $5 players and then, you know, do that. And that's the way that we're going to play for my version of the game. But Mike's version of the game is you have to take someone from each row, which also adds up to $15. So that's fair. That's 100% fair.
I think my way produces more difficult choices than the other way. I'm just saying.
I'll be honest.
In my opinion.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Let's see how it plays out.
Maybe. Maybe we'll see. So we're gonna do it. Do you want to do it your way first, Mike, or do you want to do it my way first?
I think we got to do it your way because your way seems like it's going to be way easier.
Okay.
We could do it a third way if we really want to get.
What's the third way, Mike? The third way is
you got to draft. So if somebody takes your guy,
okay.
Then you
Then we can do that one. That sounds good.
Let's get through the first two and then see how it goes.
We'll do it my way first. So before we begin, though, Mike, we're gonna rattle off the names of the players that are on these rows. Now, I think before the podcast we decided there's one person that doesn't belong, but we're gonna read across. And I'll start with the $5 row.
It's like the old Sesame Street gig, right?
Yeah.
One of these guys is doing his own thing. One of these guys is not like the others.
Well, we'll see. Anyway, we'll see. Here we go. So the $5 roll, we'll start with them. And it's five people you would expect, okay? It's Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Tim Duncan, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's the $5 roll. The $4 roll.
$5.
Steph Curry, Kobe Bryant, Larry Bird, Kevin Garnett, Shaquille O'Neal. The $3 row, Oscar Robertson, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Giannis, and the Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. The $2 row, we've got Russell Westbrook, we got Reggie Miller, we got Julius Erving, we got Anthony Davis, and we got Jokic. And then the $1 row is Dame Lillard, Ray Allen, Kawhi Leonard, Chris Bosh, and Carl Anthony Towns. Who does not belong with this list, Mike?
I think we can safely put Carl Anthony Towns to the side and just say right now that we're not going to be discussing him anymore for the rest of the episode.
That sounds good. All right.
Okay.
I mean, of this list, Mike, he's the 30th pick of this 25 group. I would rather take LeBron's child. Maybe than him. I don't know. Anyway, right. Sorry. I'm sorry, Carl Anthony Towns. That's rude. That's not a polite comment. But like, let's think of this really quickly, Mike. Who is a $1 center that we would like to replace Carl Anthony Towns with? Can we come up with a better solution? Like, obviously, we're not going to pick. It has to be. You know, what's a center that is worthy of the $1 position? Here's a question.
Patrick Ewing.
Here's a question, Mike. Would you rather have Ben Wallace than Carl Anthony Towns on this list?
I don't know. Maybe.
Because if you say no, then you're telling me that Carl Anthony Towns is a Hall of Famer.
Well, I'm telling you that I'm not sure Ben Wallace is a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer.
I know he's a Hall of Famer. I'm saying I'm not sure if he's a Hall of Famer. I know he's a Hall of Famer, but I'm not sure he's a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
So, look, I don't know. I mean,
I was just throwing that out to you, Mike.
No, I understand.
What about Rick Smith?
Rick Smith. Maybe you put some Rick Smith. Maybe Z. Big Z.
Big Z? Yeah, there you go.
Big Z. I might rather have Big Z than Carl Anthony Towns, depending on how things go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Big Z with two
that's enough Carl Anthony
ankles.
Towns. Let's move on.
Okay,
so
we're going to do it my way first. So my way is building a roster with $15. So Do you want me to go first, Mike? Because, I mean, I already have my team. So
you got your team? All right, yeah, give me your team.
Okay, so here's my team.
Okay.
My team is and it's purely based
what
on
your, what are you basing your team
I'm gonna
on?
Take, yeah. I'm going to take positionally and my money. So I'm not thinking positionless basketball because I think it's hard. Like, if it was today's era, then yes, we could do that. But I think some of the older, obviously any of these players could theoretically play in today's era if they were growing up in today's era. But I'm basing it purely on position and what team I think would be the best. So I'm taking Magic Johnson. I'm taking Michael Jordan.
Okay.
I'm taking Kevin Durant.
Okay.
So that gets me to $13. So then I have $2 left, right? So you know what? I'm changing this. I'm going to go Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan. I'm going to go Giannis. I'm going to go Kawhi. And then I'm going to go Anthony Davis as my center.
Oh, you just spent too much money.
I spent too much money.
You spent $16.
No.
See, you don't even know how to do your own way.
No. I screwed up.
You already messed it up, man. You're already.
See,
this is a lot harder than you thought.
Okay, no. Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Giannis.
Okay, you got that part down.
Kawhi. All right,
so you got to get another guy from the dollar row. Do you want Towns?
No. I'm going to take Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh played center power forward. He played a mix of the two. So I feel like I can convince myself that he's the center.
All right. So you have Giannis, you have Kawhi, and you have Bosh.
Along with Jordan and Magic.
Right. So you've built yourself a long armed, defensive minded team that maybe lacks some three-point shooting, maybe, if you're talking about today's game.
Yes.
Theoretically,
but I wasn't basing it. I
understand.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just trying to understand and figure out where you're going and how you thought about this.
I just saw Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and wanted to put them on the same team. If I could have lurked LeBron in there somehow, if LeBron was like $3, which obviously he
isn't. So what's interesting, so are you of the mindset then that when you start talking about all-time best that Magic ranks ahead of LeBron in your mind?
No, you're saying
that Magic fits better next to Jordan?
Magic fits better next to Jordan than LeBron, 100%.
All right, why?
Because I think Magic would distribute the – like, not that LeBron doesn't distribute the ball, but I think Magic would be more willing to let Jordan have the spotlight, whereas I think that if LeBron was on the floor with Jordan, LeBron wouldn't be as thrilled to give Jordan the spotlight just because I just think that LeBron's ego is sometimes his detriment at times.
Magic would be happy to orchestrate.
Yes, and like LeBron says that he's happy to orchestrate. Like, what was that, 2 years ago when he said, oh, Anthony Davis for MVP, and then that clearly took a backseat to LeBron for MVP. So I think that's kind of where my headspace was at. And I don't know if you agree or disagree, but I kind of feel like the fit is better with Magic and Jordan than LeBron and Jordan. Now, not to say – I think Magic and LeBron would actually be a good combination too, but I Jordan the best player, so I'm taking Jordan ahead of LeBron in that instance. So that's my argument, Mike.
Okay, that's fair. All right, so my team is going to be similar to yours from a standpoint of I'm going to go with two $5 players, one $3 player. And, well, I guess you went with, oh, that's right, and two $1 players, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
But we're not going to end up with the same team. So your building blocks and my building blocks are the same. I'm starting with Magic and Michael.
Okay.
And for the same reasons that you just laid out, Michael, obviously the greatest of all time. Magic on a team like this where you're going to have a ton of offensive firepower that can score. You need a guy who is going to be thinking pass first, who loves to pass, And that is the very definition of who and what Magic Johnson was. So give me Jordan and Magic for my first 10 bucks. So that leaves me with five. I'm going to drop down to the $3 row, and I'm going to take James Harden. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I almost had a heart attack, Mike.
I'm just kidding.
You're going to take Durant, aren't you?
I'm not going to take Durant. I'm going to take Hakeem.
Oh, okay.
So I want a center on this team, but I want a center that can play both ends of the floor. And with Hakeem, I don't know if there's anybody much better on both ends of the floor. I want a guy who can get up and down and run with the rest of this team. Because if I got Magic leading the break and I got Michael on a wing, I want a guy that's going to be able to rebound, kick it out, and fill the lane and do things and be active and athletic. And so Hakeem, to me, fills that role perfectly when we're talking about having a center on the team. So that leaves me with two $1 players. I'm going to go with Kawhi, I think probably for the same reason that you went with Kawhi. From a defensive standpoint, I think what he's going to bring to the table on this team, and then what he also brings on the offensive end of the floor, so his two-way potential,
yep,
I think makes a ton of sense. And then the last guy is tough. I don't think I'm going to go with Bosch, only because I think I'd rather have a knockdown shooter, which I don't have.
So you're taking Ray Allen then. You have to take Ray Allen then, right?
I don't have. I mean, it comes down to Dame. For me, it comes down to, do I take Dame or do I take Ray Allen?
You mean Karl-Anthony Towns isn't a knockdown shooter?
No, he is. I mean, he really is. When you look at his shooting statistics, he probably is a better shooter. I mean, he's probably a better shooter than Bosch. He's probably a better shooter than Kawhi. I don't know that you'd say he's better than Ray Allen or Damian Lillard, but he's certainly a really good shooter. But I think I would go with Ray Allen because I already have a guy in Magic who's going to have the ball. I have a guy in Jordan who's going to have the ball. So I don't really need the ball in Dame Lillard's hands. What I need is a guy who, when the pass gets swung to him, he's going to knock down shots at an extremely high rate. And to me, that's Ray Allen. So my team is Magic, Michael, Hakeem, Kawhi Leonard, and Ray Allen.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty – I mean, not that it's completely dissimilar, but we have three of the same five players. So, yes. You know, so
And I don't think you can quibble. Once we get to the – when we get to doing this activity where you have to get one from each row, I think then that's when you start to really – it's hard. I think you have to split more hairs doing it that way as opposed to what we just did. I think this way it's more dependent upon the amount of money you have to spend. I think – when we do it my way, there's more interesting discussions to be had about who you pick in which row. So,
yep. Okay. All right. So that's the first game. I agree. All right. Now, are we going to try to figure out who we think would win the game between their two teams? I mean, or I don't know if that's really a discussion.
Well, I would assume that you're going to think your team's going to win and I'm going to think my team's going to win.
I mean, theoretically, yeah, I guess that's true.
Theoretically. So I don't know that there's much – I don't know that we can really debate what that looks like. I mean, I think you can get to
Maybe we'll ask Nick tomorrow when we have our episode.
We can post it. We can post it on social media. Do a little poll. I'll put that together for each one of the two games and see which starting lineups people like better.
Okay. Sounds good.
Are you tired of slipping and sliding on the court and sticky sheets just aren't giving you grip? Grip Spritz solves this problem without having to lick your hand to clean your shoes. Grip Spritz is used by countless AAU, high school and college programs, semi-pro teams, as well as NCAA athletes and G League players. Unlike other products, Grip Spritz has solutions for individual players, not just entire teams. We've used Grip Spritz at our Head Start basketball camps and players love it. To keep you and your team from slipping and sliding, visit gripspritz.net to learn more.
So then we're going to do your version of the game, which is we're going to pick someone from each row. And I want some clarifications. Are we going to pick that we have to have positions, or does it not matter on positions? I'm not going to pick five centers. So, like, do we
want to... I still think it probably has to be at least somewhat positionally make sense. Like, yeah, okay. I don't think we're going to pick five centers or five point guards.
Okay. All right. I got it.
Think of it as positionless basketball, but I don't want a bunch of guys who are
Sounds
point
good.
Guards.
All right, so I'm gonna let you go first on this one since I went first on the last one, Mike.
Okay, so why don't we go row by row though? I'll go first in each row.
Well, I mean, we already know who we're both gonna take in the $5 row, right?
Yeah, I mean the $5 row is a given. So again, to review, who is in the $5 row? Magic, Michael, LeBron,
Tim Duncan, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
So
we're both taking Jordan.
Give me Michael Jordan. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Okay, so done.
All right. In the $4 row, Mike, who would you take in the $4 row?
So we have Steph Curry, Kobe Bryant, Larry Bird, Kevin Garnett, Shaq. So now you got to start really looking at it and saying, okay.
I've got my decision already.
What position do I need? I'm looking at other spots. Whew, this is where it gets tough. So guys, I guess I'm not taking Shaq. I'm not taking Garnett. I'm not taking Kobe. So for me, it comes down to Curry or Bird. And I still can hearken back to my childhood when I hated Larry Bird. But I think I'm going to go Larry Bird here.
I'm taking Steph.
All right, let me team up Larry and Michael so far.
I'm taking Steph.
Okay.
When I look at the next few rows and like how things are gonna shake out, and where I'm going, see, I'm planning ahead, Mike. I'm strategically planning ahead.
You're probably doing a better job than me.
I'm taking Steph. This situation. So I think that's where I'm going.
Okay.
So the $3 row is once again the Big O, James Harden. No, we're not taking that guy. Kevin Durant, Giannis, and Hakeem Olajuwon.
All right. Whew. So this gets really, this row, there's four guys that I'd be happy to have. If you threw their names in a hat and you gave me any of the four, I would be ecstatic.
I would purposely rig it so you would get stuck with James Harden.
If I drew out James Harden, I might have to fire myself as a GM. So, I mean, I think I'm going Hakeem. I think I'm going to stick with my draftee from the previous version and go with Hakeem. But it's tough. That's a tight race.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with your guy. I'm going to go with Giannis, Mike. Why I'm going to go with Giannis. I think Giannis and MJ and Steph Curry on a team, that would be pretty disgusting. But when I once again plan ahead for my next two picks and positionally, quite frankly, I just think that this is going to be like, when I look at my options to fill the other positions, this is the easiest for me. It came down to Durant and Giannis. And I'm just going to go with Giannis because, I like my options at the three the rest of the way more than I do the options at the four.
All right.
So that's what I'm going at.
All right. So your team right now is Jordan, Curry, and Giannis. My team is Jordan, Bird, and Olajuwon.
Okay.
So I'm leaning old school. You're leaning new school so far.
Oh, yeah.
So far.
Mine's going to be all new school. Sorry.
Let's see how it goes. All right. So the $2 row.
$2 row. So we have Russell Westbrook. We got Reggie Miller. We got Dr. J. We got AD. And we've got Jokic. I'm going to take Jokic, Mike. Because I sure as hell am not going to have Karl Anthony Towns on my team. So taking Jokic for my five.
All right. Akeem's licking his chops, man. He's ready. Akeem's ready for that matchup. Jokic is a great choice. Jokic, when you think about what he does offensively and his passing, and you put him together with the guys that you already put together, That's a solid choice.
I told you, it's planning ahead. And the other thing is, too, who says that Jokic is guarding Hakeem? What about Giannis?
True.
Because you're stuck with either AD or Chris Bosh, and Jokic can guard both those guys. maybe not greatly, but he can do a decent enough job. He's not guarding Hakeem, I'll tell you that much. But I'm conceding that. I'll just put Giannis on Hakeem.
All right. Well, I'm curious who he's going to guard on my team here, so we'll see.
Okay, go ahead. You're up.
All right, my $2 row, I'm going old school again. Give me the doctor, Julius Erving.
Oh, so you're taking two threes then?
Yeah, Bird's gonna play power forward for me.
Okay. You're small ball on it? Got it. All right.
Bird's playing power forward for me.
Okay. All right. The last row for me. Oh, can you explain your reasoning for taking Dr. J, Mike?
I don't know if I have a good basketball reason for taking Dr. J.
You just want to stay old school.
Aesthetically, I love Dr. J. He was my favorite player when I was a kid, pre-Michael Jordan. I love the Doc. I just think that with this team and with the guys that we have, we just have guys that are all tough-minded. We have guys that I think could play inside and out. Doc was a guy that, although he wasn't a three-point shooter in his era and he really wasn't a jump shooter, he just got to the basket relentlessly and – I just think he was a winner. And so if you give me peak Dr. J, whatever, however you want to describe that, whether that's 1978 Dr. J or ABA Dr. J or Fo and Fo Dr. J, I'll take the Doc and match him up with anybody at his peak. So positionally, I already have a center. I don't want Anthony Davis on my team. I think he's probably going to get hurt. I don't want Russ on my team. Theoretically, Reggie Miller might make some sense, but if I'm coming down to picking between Reggie Miller and the Doc, give me Doc all day. So,
yeah. Mike, really quickly on Reggie Miller, since this is probably the only chance we're going to talk about it. Did you get a chance to watch the Malice in the Palace doc yet?
I haven't watched it, no.
Oh, you need to get on that.
I know a lot of people have told me that I should watch it.
You really need to watch it. There are a lot of things in that doc that I did not know about, and I think it's very interesting. And it doesn't necessarily portray the NBA in a good light in some instances. Not the players' portion of it, but the cover-up stuff that maybe the NBA did when it came to that situation. And I think my favorite part of the whole documentary was I'm watching it, and I hear this little Weasley voice, and I'm like, they didn't get Tim Donaghy to ref. Tim Donaghy refed that game, Mike.
There you go.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
There you go.
A lot of twists and turns. Yeah, I'll have to catch that. What's that on?
It's on Netflix.
All right. Well, I'm gonna have to come over to your house and watch it.
Oh, come on. You know a friend that has a Netflix account, Mike.
I
don't condone other people taking other people's Netflix accounts.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Amy Sunkel, for your Netflix account. All right. That's my mom. All right. The last row. I'm going to take Kawhi here, Mike. Again, I'm going to stick with Kawhi in this. I just think, once again, you know, I need some defense a little bit here. And Kawhi, you know, Giannis plays good defense, and Kawhi plays really good defense. And, I mean, Jordan obviously played good defense. I don't know. Would you call... You wouldn't have called Jordan like a great defender, right?
He was a great defender.
He was a great defender. Did he win Defensive Player of the Year? He did, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But I don't know.
Him and Pippen were the most devastating guys of their time together.
Here's my question, Mike. Like, when I, you know, and maybe I'm just ignorant, but like, and obviously in that era, defense was way more.
It was way more physical.
Way more physical. So, like, but, like, I'm trying to think, like, other than that one steal that I can think of, I can't think of any super memorable
Jordan. Oh, don't even say it, man.
Defensive. I'm not saying he was a bad defender. I don't know if, maybe it's just because I have all of his offense, like his big offensive plays have been ingrained in your brain, and it's not as sexy for the NBA to have his defensive plays in packages and highlights and things. But I just don't ever really remember think like, and once again, I'm could be
completely ignorant, but like I remember Hakeem Olajuwon being a good defender. I remember, you know, I don't know. This is gonna be a sound. No, I'm not gonna say it. I'm gonna regret saying it, so I'm not gonna say it. But I don't really remember. So that's kind of where my point is. I think, you know, I need some more defense with Kawhi. That was kind of where I was, because Steph's not gonna play defense. I mean, he tries, but he's just not
so
good.
So our four dollar row, we have two similar defenders, Bird and Curry. I'd say they both fit the mold of smart team defensive players, are going to be in the right place in the right time.
But you don't want them in an island.
But you're not going to have either one of those guys. Are not going to shut anyone down for sure. Then the next row, we both have an excellent defender. Giannis, Hakeem, two of probably the better defenders in league history, I would say. Then in our $2 row, I would say Jokic and Doc. Although Doc probably was a slightly better defender. I don't know that Doc was ever really known necessarily for his defense. Not in the same way. Like Jordan, I think the Jordan slander on his defense probably is not accurate. So you're going to have to do a YouTube search after this and just search for Jordan's defensive highlights. And you'll come up with a lot of things there and be able to see. But Doc, I don't think, was known in the same way as Jordan was. So we have a little bit of a lack of defense. And then I haven't picked my $1 player. So I have a situation here where I have to make a choice in that I don't really have a point guard. But the reality is that although Steph Curry theoretically is a point guard, you don't really have a point guard either, because Steph's not a traditional point guard in the way we think of a point guard being. So I don't know that I need to choose a point guard here, because honestly, I'm just going to put the ball in Jordan's hands. I know that recently I've done some just accidental deep dives into some Jordan top 10 best things about his career and this and that. And there was one stretch, I forget what year it was, where he played point guard for like 13 games and he averaged like 12 assists over the time that he was playing point guard. So I'm going to be very comfortable with this team putting the ball in Jordan's hands. And for that reason, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to grab Kawhi again as well. So my team now becomes Kawhi, Doc, Hakeem, Bird, Jordan.
Okay. I mean, I think our teams are fairly similar. I mean, there's obviously, you know, with the exception of Steph and Larry Bird, I mean, positionally, we're relatively the same, right? Would you agree?
I mean, yeah, I would agree. I think your team, like, you have some versatility that Giannis provides. I think Hakeem, if you put Hakeem in today's game, I think Hakeem probably would be almost equally as versatile as Giannis is. He didn't play in that era where he needed to do some of the things that Giannis does, but I think his footwork and speed and agility and all the things that he was known for would have allowed him to do some of the same things that Giannis does. I think clearly our two weak links defensively are Bird and Curry, and then Doc and Jokic probably not necessarily known as
stalwarts on the defensive end.
Defenders. Not. I think Doc probably was better than Jokic, but again, not necessarily the stopper. But then we both have Kawhi, both have Jordan, who are both tremendous defenders. So I think it would be a very, very interesting game. That's a more difficult exercise going row by row when you look at some of the guys that you had to leave out by row, where you're not eliminating them because you can't afford them. You're eliminating them because you have to pick somebody else over them and pick a team. So I think the key pick was that $4 row, and then that kind of dictated where you and I went, I think, from there.
Yeah. Yep. All right, Mike. So do we want to do the other thing? Do we want to do that quickly?
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it quickly.
Okay, so how many players are we going to pick each?
So I think we each pick five, and you could pick them. Let's just pick them from any. Let's eliminate the money. Let's eliminate the money from it and just pick. We'll just go snake draft. Just pick.
Okay, hold on.
You pick
one. I'm going to be fair to you here.
Okay, you're going to flip a digital coin?
I'm going to flip a digital coin and.
Okay.
I'm gonna take a video of it so that I can prove to you that I actually flipped a digital coin.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
No, I trust you. So I'm gonna let you call it. Hold on. I'm gonna video this. All right, I'm videoing it. Go ahead, Mike. Flip. Tell me what you want.
Heads.
It was tails.
All right.
So I'm gonna come on. Tails never fails, man. Come on. Anyways, I'm just giving you a hard time, Mike. So we're gonna do snake drafts. Does that mean if I have the second pick, I also get the third pick? Is that what we're gonna do? You want to do it that way? You want to do it so the first pick?
You got the first pick.
No. I might defer. I'm asking you the question.
It's your call.
Well, if we're doing an true snake dash fashion, since I've just finished drafting my four fantasy football teams, you get the first one gets the first pick, doesn't get another pick till the fourth pick would be the fourth and the fifth pick. So, Mike, I'm gonna defer to you. I'm gonna let you have the first pick, because I'm a nice guy.
All right. Well, I take Jordan.
Okay. So I'm gonna take the next two picks.
Okay.
And I'm gonna take Magic and LeBron.
Okay.
So you get the next. Yeah, you get two. You get two picks.
I get two now. All right. So I'm gonna go. Man. Give me Akeem and give me Akeem and give me Durant. Give me Akeem and Durant.
Oh, crap. Oh man, Mike, you killed my buzz here. All right, I'm gonna take in that case. I'm gonna take Giannis.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do it. We haven't talked about this guy at all yet. I'm gonna take Shaq.
Shaq.
Yeah.
Over Kareem, huh?
Yeah, I just think
Kareem's arguably the best player ever.
You took Hakeem.
I know. Look, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying it's interesting that Kareem is probably no worse than the top, I don't know, 3, 4, and we haven't really mentioned him at all. All right, so you took Giannis and Shaq.
Yep, so I have Magic, LeBron, Giannis, and Shaq. You currently have Jordan, Durant, and Hakeem. So you're getting the next two picks. This rounds up your five.
So this is gonna round out my team.
Yeah.
So, all right. Do I need a backcourt? That's the question. Do I need a backcourt at all with this team?
Russell Westbrook would like to play on your team.
No, thanks. So I think James Harden
would also like to play on your team.
I think the guys that I have not considered for one second include Towns, Westbrook, and Harden. Those are guys that I have not considered at all. Let me have we're going big. We're going big, baby. Give me Tim Duncan.
Best power forward ever.
So now I got Jordan, Olajuwon, Duncan, Durant. Oh, man. And I'll take... For my last guy, I got to go with Bird. Bird's just staring at me, that goofy smile on his face, and there's a thing. Give me Larry Bird.
All right. Well,
came down to Bird or Garnett.
Well, my last guy is going to be Kawhi.
Okay.
I just like Kawhi, so I'm just picking Kawhi. And once again, that's defensive. Fair. So my team ends up being Magic Johnson, LeBron James, Shaquille O'Neal, Giannis and Kawhi. I like my team.
That's a big team, man.
You have a big team too.
That's a big. I'm saying I like it. I like your team. Your team's solid. Your team is gonna be tough to beat. So I have Jordan, Duncan, Bird, Akeem, Durant. That is a huge team too.
They're both huge. I mean, Is Duncan 7 foot or was he like 6'11"?
I mean, I think he was probably 7 foot. I think he was always listed as like 6'11 or 6'10, but I think the consensus was that he was 7 feet.
6'11", it says. Yeah, I just Googled it.
There you go.
So.
All right. Well, that was fun.
That was fun. Yeah. Listen, we had a slow news week. So this was an activity that you had brought to my attention last week. And I schooled you on how to properly play this game, but we did it in three different iterations. So the listener can choose which method they prefer if they'd like to play this game with their family and friends. You know,
or play it on Twitter with us tomorrow.
Coming to a board game near you, I suppose. This was fun, Mike. I truly am thrilled. And listen, we're not going to have to fill as much time in about a month because we're going to have, you know, a season to actually talk about, which is crazy. You know, we're going to have a lot of things to talk about here. And I'm excited to see, you know, it's crazy because this offseason is obviously super short, and I kind of like that it's super short, but at the same time, it's going to make next offseason that much worse, I think, because we're going to have to wait for, it's going to seem like an eternity.
It is.
After the next season here, I think. So it'll be interesting to see, where things go. It'll be interesting to see like how the season plays out, especially with the COVID things. Like, I don't know if you want to spend any time talking about this really quickly, but the news that there are going to be certain teams that are, if you're a home team, you have to have your players vaccinated. Did you see that report?
I did see that. Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting.
It makes sense.
Well,
kind of taking the opposite stance of the NFL.
The Brooklyn Nets are in some trouble, maybe, Mike. There's some oddballs on that team. I don't know. Is Kyrie going to want to get vaccinated?
Who knows if any of these guys? Who knows what their stance is on any of it?
Because the NBA has kind of kept pretty quiet about it in general, right?
It's certainly there hasn't been a whole lot of news out of the NBA about who is protesting vaccinations or whatever, who isn't getting it, who is getting it. So it'll be interesting going forward. I mean, I know that, you know, had all the stuff with the NFL and whether or not being vaccinated factored into whether certain guys made the roster.
Hey, Urban Meyer, maybe you shouldn't say something. Welcome to the NFL, buddy.
Probably not. But anyway, I think that it'll definitely be something that as we move forward here with the season that we're going to want to keep an eye on, because that certainly could have an effect. Although you would have to guess that players, if they couldn't play in their home games, that they would be under a lot of pressure from their team and their teammates to get vaccinated and be able to play. I can't imagine a player forfeiting half their salary and only playing road games. Doesn't seem like that would be a likely scenario, but you never know. You never know.
Well, yeah. And I find it crazy that why is it only home players are subject to this? Why is visiting players? Because they're not within the jurisdiction? Is that the reasoning? I don't know.
I guess shorter time period to infect other people. I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't get it. Anyways.
All right. I have a challenge to throw out at you.
Okay, go ahead.
So at some point during the upcoming season, or maybe we even do it before the season, we have to do this build your starting five with $15, but we need to do it with 11th and 12th and 13th men in the NBA. I think that'd be fun.
Oh my God, that's gonna be complicated. That's gonna be complicated to find that.
All right, I'm throwing the gauntlet down. I'm throwing the challenge out there.
All right,
or
so
to one of our listeners, create a build your starting five with $15 with NBA bench players. Send that to us.
Yeah. Or how about? Or maybe I could just put. Maybe I should just pull all the players that I brought to our starting in the NBA game.
That's right.
Which I've got to come up with. I'm gonna have to come up with a new game to start the season, because that's not going to be something we can do early on in the season, Mike.
Yeah, your creativity is going to be challenged, man.
Well, listen.
I believe in you.
I'll put my mind to it. So we'll.
You had a good GM showing today.
Oh yeah. Well, we'll see.
Other than your Jordan defensive slander. I thought you were pretty solid today.
Well, you didn't even. I'm impressed that you're not mad at me for taking Shaq, because I remember when I brought up Shaq being in my top 15, you thought that was blasphemous. So,
I wouldn't take Shaq. I would have taken. I mean, obviously, I took Hakeem three times, I think. So, I would have taken Hakeem over Shaq any day, and I probably would have taken Kareem over Shaq. But it's hard to argue with what Shaq can do at his best. I mean, you look at the three finals runs he had with the Lakers, and he averaged like 36 points a game and 16 rebounds or whatever it was. So he was as dominant as anybody's ever been when he was at his peak. So hard to argue with that when it comes to Shaq. So
all right, Mike.
All right, I think we're done. We already went probably longer than we thought we were going to. But
what a shocker! Nonetheless,
yeah, not a shocker. That was a fun exercise. Again, we appreciate everybody checking out these weekly NBA episodes with us. And don't forget about the Buckeye Coaches Clinic for all you coaches out there. Go to hoopheadspod.com to check that out. Please follow us on social media. Tomorrow we'll have the starting lineups up. We'll put a little poll together that you can vote on the lineups that Jason and I picked tonight. And we will catch you for our next episode. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.